Good morning, Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Just a little under the weather, but otherwise good. Baruch Hashem.
Okay. Parashat HaShavua.
Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Toldot.
Toldot.
It's a very fascinating, incredible parasha. excuse me. Isaac marries Rebecca. And after 20 childless years, they bury their answer, and Rebecca conceives. Now, she experiences a very difficult pregnancy, and the children inside her are constantly struggling. You know, it's brought down every time that she walked, every time she walked by a yeshiva, by a shul, by a synagogue, Yaakov was running, he wanted to get up. That was his struggle. And every time she walked by, you know, party houses and not the greatest thing. Esav, the brother, always wanted to go out. And God tells her there are two nations in your womb.
Yeah.
And that the younger one will prevail over the older one. Now, Esav emerges first, and Jacob is born clutching. He wanted to come up first, Esav's heel. And that's why, obviously, his name was Yaakov, because it comes from Ekev, the heel of a person.
Yeah, and because he held his Akev when they left the mom.
Correct. And Esav grows up to be a cunning hunter, man of the field. Jacob is a wholesome man, the dweller of the tent of learning Torah. And Isaac favors Esav. And Rebecca, the mother, loves Jacob. And every time Esav would come back from the field, he was hungry. And one day he says, "Give me what you have burning now." And Jacob gives him the red lentil stew on condition that he sells him the firstborn right.
Yeah.
And he does. And we see that Esav marries two wives, and he goes on to live his life. Now Jacob wants Isaac wants to give a blessing to the oldest son. You know, he's becoming old, he's becoming blind, he's not able to know what's going to happen in the next day or two. He wants to give a blessing to the oldest son. And the mother, Rebecca, says, "Hold on a second. No, we can't do that. Esav can't have the blessing. He's the wicked one. We need to give the blessing to we need to give the blessing to Yaakov." and Esav goes on to the field to go and hunt the food that the father wants to be able to get the blessing. And Rebecca tells Yaakov, "Quickly, come, I'm going to dress you up with the clothes of Esav so you would smell and look like Esav, and I'll prepare the food. You better go away and get the blessing because you deserve it." He says, "What do you mean? How can I go in? My father's going to know. It's not, just go in." And he goes in, he gives the food, he says, "Here, father, here's the food that I have prepared for you." And the father says, "Come here, let me feel you." And he feels and he smells and he says, "This is Esav, this is funny. You smell and you feel like Esau, but your voice is like Yaakov.
Yeah.
How is that possible?" And Yaakov says, "No, give me the blessing. Give me the blessing quickly." And he gives him the first blessing. He goes up. And Esau is coming back and is about to come into the room and say, "Father, here's your food. Give me the blessing." While already Rebecca has told Jacob to leave and go to her brother's house, because Esau now is upset, obviously, and Esau is going to kill him. Now, when Jacob outsmarted Esav and received his father's Isaac's blessing, Esav was outraged. He cried out a great and bitter cry, and he said to his father, "Bless me too. You have to give me a blessing too." And Esav raised his voice, and he wept, as it's brought down in the Parsha. And Esav had been anticipating his blessings for many, many years. And for decades long, Esav faked his religious observance. Why? Because he wanted his father to believe that he was rarely worthy of receiving these blessings. And he was utterly devastated when he realized that the on-the-ball worldly hunter, who he was, has been outwitted by a religious goody-goody brother. You know, all of a sudden, he thought he was on top of the ball. He thought he was the smart one. And all of a sudden, the goody-goody, the religious guy, he thought that, he came and outsmarted him. So, it is remarkable, if you think about it, that this person who was a murderer, a rapist, was so eager to receive the blessing from a tzaddik, from a righteous man. What did he need it for? What did he want? Esav wasn't out for a large inheritance, because after all, Isaac was an elderly, blind person who had nothing really to offer him other than his blessing. So what was it that Esav really found that he had to live most of his life pretending that he was following in his father's ways, pretending that he liked what his father was doing, but rather he could have gone and lived his own life, so he didn't get the blessing. He was, if you go look, he was willing to even sell his firstborn right just for a bowl of lentil soup. So what was it so amazing that he needed to get the blessing? Rather, we could say that as someone who was raised in the household of Abraham and Isaac, he was well aware of the value of what a tzaddik of a righteous man's blessing was.
Yeah.
And Esav was a Jew who was born to a Jewish mother, and therefore because of that he possessed a Jewish soul, which imbued him really with a strong belief in God and the supernatural. His Jewish heart, however, you know, if you think about it, did not really manifest itself in his immoral lifestyle, which was contrary to all he had learned in his father's home. He knew what was right, but was unwilling to make the necessary sacrifices to live that ethical and spiritual life. You know, he knew what was going to happen if he did this, and he knew how, if he's not in a certain way, this is what's going to happen. But he wasn't willing to say, you know what, I care enough to say, now I need to stop that life. I can't live this life anymore. You know, it was more his spirituality and his more of his willingness to do what God wanted him to do just because he wanted to be able to get the blessing was really more superficial, wasn't really, you know, something that was part of him.
Yeah.
And the divine plan, which God's plan obviously was, determined that Jacob, not Esav, was going to receive the blessing. Because Jacob was a Jew, not only at heart, but in practice as well. So, you know, we see a difference, a big difference between Jacob and Esav. Esav was a Jew. I'm a Jew, and that's, I remember, you know, I was walking down the road in the streets one time in Manhattan when I was, a teenager, and we'd go around, and we'd ask people, you know, people that we had a booth, you know, people would come up to us and talk about Judaism all the time, we'd ask them would they like to put on tefillin, you know, the phylacteries that a man that's 13 years old puts on.
Yeah.
And you can write a book of different answers that you get from people. I remember one answer was, I'm a Jew at heart. I don't need to do any of these things.
Yeah.
So that's a really fundamental difference that you find between Esav and Yaakov, that Yaakov, even he wasn't only a Jew at heart. He practiced everything. His whole faith was what he believed in. Esav was different. So with faith alone, we cannot accomplish the mission of revealing Godliness in the world and transforming ourselves and the world around us to make it a divine place that God wants to come down. The only way that you can really do that is only through actually practicing Torah and mitzvahs can this goal be achieved. And that was why the real blessing had to really come to Yaakov and not to Esav. Now, in microcosm, many can relate to Esav's dilemma because most people know what is proper, but oftentimes lack the strength and willpower to implement that which is proper into their daily life. And, you know, one thing we always have to remember is that only the practice of Torah and mitzvahs can make us worthy receptacles for divine blessing. Because
yeah.
Faith is a product of our labor. You know, it naturally exists within every Jew to draw our godly soul, which was instilled within us. However, the blessing that, you know, we have to earn ourselves to be able to bring out that faith. And only the hard work of applying the faith in everyday life makes a person worthy of really God's blessing. You know, because, you know, it's brought down that that God says, make for me a dwelling place and I will dwell amongst them. The question is asked, what do you mean dwell amongst them? He's going to dwell amongst it. That makes more sense. I'm going to come and dwell amongst it, whatever is being made. Obviously, they make a dwelling place for me in the best of Mikdash in the Holy Temple. I'm going to come and dwell among it. So the Torah says, no. Dwell amongst them means that every single person has the duty and an opportunity to make a Mikdash, a small holy temple in their house, that God will dwell amongst them, that every single Jewish person has the capability to be able to do that. And that is what what, you know, the divine plan was, and that's what Jacob saw, I'm sorry, that's what Rebecca saw in Yaakov, in Jacob, that he was the one that really, really deserved the blessing. Esau didn't, if he got the blessing, he wouldn't have changed his ways. Nothing would have happened. Nothing would have made a difference to him. And therefore, the blessing, even though he was so upset, and he was so anger, he had so much anger, even though later when Yaakov came back and he was going to meet Esau, was many, many years afterwards, and he sent, you know, we're going to learn in the next week's Torah portion, he sent him the animals and, you know, sacrifice, you know, presents to try and make him a little happier with him. And obviously then he didn't really kill him because his anger had really, you know, subsided and it wasn't as bad. But he was really the true heir, and that's the lesson that we can learn. That being a Jew at heart is a great thing. But in order to be able to bring godliness into the world, in order to help and affect other people of the commandment of loving your fellow Jew, you know, making him become part of the Jewish religion, is really if we practice what we really believe in. And that's the difference between Esau and Yaakov, and why Jacob got the blessing and not Esau.
That's interesting. That's a beautiful parasha.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. So that is a small thing on this week's Torah portion.
That's nice, and thank you. Shabbat services.
Shabbat services. Shabbat comes in very early, so we're going to be praying tomorrow night, Friday night at 6 o'clock. And 6 o'clock is going to be throughout the whole winter. It's going to be 6 o'clock. We are going to have services, and then 9 o'clock in the morning, Shabbat morning, Saturday morning, is services. And I've got to tell you, I mean, the community, we're really doing good on the Kan Menorah. I've already met, we're going to be giving the all the donated cans that we get. It's going to be going to the unemployment shelter that I went to visit yesterday. It's an incredible organization that not only gives people food, but helps people with careers, helps people with writing their resumes, and so on and so on. So all the food that's going to be donated for the Kan Menorah is going to be donated there. A lot of cans have already come in. There's a lot of food drives going on, so I encourage everyone to
Do what you can.
Exactly. Do what you can. What was your slogan? I liked it. One can at a time. Yes, we can.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good slogan. So we're encouraging everyone to come out, bring cans. You can drop them off at the JCC. You can drop them off at the Shara Shemayim. The students, any students listening out there, there's going to be a place in the CAW where you can drop your cans off over there. Okay. So we're in for very good. And this is, you know, lighting up the life of someone. You know, changing someone's life.
I agree.
So that's Monday, December 6th at 4 o'clock at the Devonshire Mall. But before then, we have a full month time. We need to get a lot of cans.
We will. With God's help.
Oh, that's for sure.
So, okay. Rabbi, Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And we'll talk with you next week.
God willing. Be well.
Thank you.
Have a Shabbat Shalom.
You too.